Poet Thomas Lux holds an endowed chair in poetry at Georgia Tech. His newest book is The Cradle Place. The recent greatly increased interest in poetry in America, he says, is the result of poets learning again to talk to their audience.
Right up through the 19th century, poetry had a very large audience in America. There were certain poets who were very popular, Longfellow, Whittier, etc. Even illiterate people knew poetry often by heart. Poetry.
Illiterate
people, yeah, knew poetry by memory, by heart, even if they couldn't read. And that changed with modernism. All of a sudden, modernism created this person called the critic, whose job used to be to separate the wheat from the chaff and tell the reader what is good and why and what is not good and why. But with modernism, the critic became the person who stood between the artist, the poet, and the audience to explain the work to the poor, dumb reader who was not smart enough to get it anymore. And that's where this people started to turn away from poetry. Not that there weren't great modernist poets, Eliot, Stevens, Pound, Crane, Yeats, etc. They were all great poets, American and Irish. But their work was often incomprehensible to most people. And those great modernist poets had one thing that their imitators, the poets who followed them, didn't have, and that was a tremendous ear and a tremendous sense of the music of the language. The two or three generations of the imitators of the modernists simply did not have that musical ability.
There's more at paulagordon.com.